Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, June 2nd. Today is National Rocky Road Day, which feels appropriate because between Election Day, road work, prescribed burns, wildfire season, and trying to remember where you put your ballot, Rocky Road is less of an ice cream flavor and more of a local lifestyle. Coming up today, it's Election Day in Inyo County. The Bishop Senior Center is temporarily closed for emergency maintenance. CAL FIRE has added a major Chinook helicopter resource at Mammoth Yosemite Airport for the 2026 fire year. Big Pine community volunteers are celebrating a successful Shave Ice Booth fundraiser. The Forest Service is continuing prescribed firework near Casa Diablo. Access Mammoth is kicking off summer programs. Mono County has defensible space. Disposable waivers are available. Mammoth Lakes Police Explorers are holding an open house, and we'll have sports and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Faultline 395. Small batch mountain wear designed and tested right here in the Eastern Sierra. Based in Mammoth Lakes, Faultline 395 makes apparel for the 395 lifestyle, the kind of gear built for people who know a single day can include sun, wind, dirt, snow, a trail, a brewery, and somehow all four seasons before dinner. Local, rugged, comfortable, and made for mountain life. That's Faultline 395. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Today is Election Day. If you have not yet returned your mailed ballot, be sure to get out and vote. Inyo County polling places will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for in-person voting or for conditional same-day voter registration services, or to simply drop off your voted mailed ballot before the deadline. Visit elections.inyocounty.us to find your voting location. Inyo County will conduct a 1% post-election manual tally audit of the ballots cast in the June 2nd statewide primary election to provide transparency of the election process. The random selection of 1% of all precincts for the required post-election audit will begin on Thursday, June 11th at 9 a.m. in the County Elections Office located in the Inyo County Courthouse in Independence. The audit will take place immediately preceding the random draw. The audit will continue each day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until completed. The Registrar of Voters will publish the election audit results and materials on its website. Inyo County Elections encourages strong voter participation, while state and federal contests will continue to the November general election. Most of our local contests will be decided in June. This includes the two separate Superior Court Judge contests and the County Supervisor District 1 contest. For County Supervisor District 3, where three candidates are running, the contest will advance to the general election, unless one candidate receives more than 50% of the total votes cast. Make your plan to vote. Your voice shapes Inyo County's leadership. The Inyo County Health and Human Services Department announces that the Bishop Senior Center will be closed from June 1st through June 7th due to emergency maintenance and repairs related to a recent water leak. During this temporary closure, senior congregate meals and events at the center are canceled for the week. Home-delivered meals will continue without interruption and will be delivered according to the normal schedule. Seniors who need a bus pass may obtain one at the Inyo County Office Building located at 1360 North Main Street between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. The county is working as quickly as possible to complete repairs and reopen the center for regular services. They apologize for any inconvenience this unexpected closure has caused. For questions or assistance, please contact the Inyo County Health and Human Services Department at 760-873-5240. CAL FIRE, in partnership with the Town of Mammoth Lakes and Mammoth Yosemite Airport, has expanded wildfire response capabilities in the Eastern Sierra through the assignment of an exclusive Use Type 1 helicopter based at Mammoth Yosemite Airport for the 2026 fire year. The aircraft, a CH-47D Chinook helicopter, is equipped with a 2,800-gallon fixed water tank and will be available to support initial attack and extended wildfire suppression operations throughout the region. The helicopter provides firefighters with a rapid response aerial resource capability of delivering large volumes of water to emerging incidents, helping slow fire growth and improve firefighter effectiveness on the ground. The placement of this aircraft in Mammoth Lakes reflects the strong partnership between Cal Fire, the town of Mammoth Lakes, and Mammoth Yosemite Airport. Through continued collaboration, local and state partners are enhancing emergency preparedness and strengthening wildfire response capabilities across Mono County and the Eastern Sierra. The support provided by Mammoth Yosemite Airport and the town of Mammoth Lakes has been instrumental in bringing this resource to the Eastern Sierra, said Cal Fire officials. This partnership demonstrates a shared commitment to protecting residents, visitors, critical infrastructure, and the region's natural resources. The helicopter will complement existing local, state, and federal firefighting resources and will be strategically positioned to respond to wildfires throughout the Eastern Sierra and surrounding areas. As California continues to experience year-round wildfire threats, investments in aviation, resources, and strong partnerships remain critical to protecting communities and increasing public safety. The Big Pine Civic Club and the American Legion Auxiliary Glacier Unit 457 were pleased to bring the Shave Ice booth to the Bishop City Park during Memorial Day weekend. The proceeds from the booth will be used for many community projects, veterans projects, high school scholarship, girls and boys state program, Christmas tree lighting, Easter egg hunt, the flag program, Americanism essay contest, July 4th picnic, Citizen of the Year, ice cream social, school awards, highway cleanup, poppy program, and much more. Operating the Shave Ice booth is hard work with a lot of different jobs working in sync that makes the whole process run smoothly. The Shave Ice committee would like to acknowledge the following people for their time and diligence: Bobby Lovig, Carla Baycock, Marilyn Mann, Sandy Lund, Laura Lee Mayers, J.R. Lamia, Kelton and Christina Masterson, Katoni Bincoma, Stephanie Camargo Gomez, Alice Carmona, Joanna Chips, Araya Miller, and Devin Nash. These volunteers were priceless. The Shave Ice booth is the major fundraiser for both the Big Pine Civic Club and Auxiliary, and with your support, they will be able to continue serving the wonderful community of Big Pine. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock. If you saw smoke on top of Sherwin Grade yesterday, the U.S. Forest Service was conducting another prescribed burn targeting 100 acres at Casa Diablo north of the Sunny Slopes community. Prescribed burns of 375 acres in a project area located near Sunny Slopes and the Owens Gorge Road in mid-May also prompted smoke sightings and questions about fire activity. Inyo National Forest announced in April that throughout the spring and into the early part of summer, personnel and supporting resources from neighboring agencies will target prescribed fire operations to improve ecosystem health and reduce hazardous fuels on potentially all ranger districts of the forest. These operations include broadcast burning of up to 2,693 acres of the Casa Diablo Crowley understory RX, which falls under the 2011 Casa Diablo Maintenance Prescribed Burning Project and the 2010 Crowley Communities Fuel Reduction Project. The units targeted this spring are located on the eastern and western edges of Sunny Slopes Community, east and north of Pine Glade, further east of Sunny Slopes, and north of the Owens River Gorge. This burn also requires prescription parameters to be within a precise range to allow for a certain amount of consumption while moderating fire effects and spread. Depending on resource availability and weather conditions, firefighters will implement as efficiently as possible to meet objectives. During these prescribed burns, smoke and flame may be visible for many miles away, including from Highway 395 and the nearby communities. Smoke impacts are minimized as much as possible in coordination with the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District and National Weather Service meteorologists to ensure desired weather patterns and smoke dispersal are in place in order to minimize impacts to communities, highways, and adjacent residences. Smoke will drift and settle into the valleys, especially at night. This includes low-lying areas areas such as Highway 395, creeks, and river drainages. If necessary, smoke-sensitive individuals may need to take precautions to minimize smoke impacts. For more detailed information about air quality, go to Air Now online or download the app. When driving, slow down and turn on your headlights when you encounter smoke on the road. Stay informed about the scheduled prescribed fires through the Forest website and social media channels. Summer has officially arrived at Access Mammoth. They are now accepting reservations for both individual and group lessons. Whether you're interested in paddling on June Lake, road cycling, or mountain biking on Mammoth Mountain, they're excited to have you join them for an unforgettable summer. Check out their website to view what camps they have planned, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact their office at 760-934-0791 or email info@accessmammoth.org. They look forward to another incredible summer with you. Access Mammoth is also inviting volunteers to adaptive mountain biking and paddling training on June 13th through the 14th. Not planning to volunteer? Well, you're still welcome at the inclusion workshop on June 13th. The workshop is open to anyone interested in learning more about inclusion, accessibility, and creating welcoming spaces for all. Find out more about volunteering at accessmammoth.org/volunteer. The Owens Valley Career Development Center is holding their monthly Owens Valley Board of Trustees meeting. All communities of Bridgeport, Benton, Bishop, Big Pine, Lone Pine, Tabisha, Shoshone, and Fort Independence tribes are welcome. The meeting will be held on Wednesday, June 24th at 10 a.m. at the Lone Pine Community Building. Ready to clear your defensible space for fire protection? Mono County is waiving gate fees at landfills and transfer stations for a load of clean wood waste, up to 580 pounds, one cubic yard, or flammable organics per coupon. The rules: coupons required. Pick up your waiver coupons from your local fire department and write your street address and town on them. Clean loads only. The waiver applies only to segregated tree limbs, shrubs, brush, and flammable organics. Mixed loads containing household trash or construction waste will not be accepted. Residential only. No contractors, dump trucks, or commercial vehicles allowed. There is a bonus. Free wood chips are available at the landfill for any resident who wants them. So that's good. Questions? Call Mono County Public Works, 760-932-5447 for landfill hours and directions. Join the Mammoth Lakes Police Department Explorers. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department is hosting an MLPD/MCSO Explorer Post 7880 open house for interested youth and their families on Wednesday, June 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. at 58 Thompson's Way in Mammoth Lakes. Are you between the ages of 14 and 20 and looking for an exciting way to build leadership skills, serve your community, and explore a career in law enforcement? Join the departments for their open house and see what Explorer Post 7880 is all about. What to expect? You're going to meet explorers and officers from Eastern Sierra law enforcement agencies, see equipment and demonstrations, learn about training and activities, explore career opportunities, build confidence and leadership, and enjoy food and giveaways. To join the Explorers program, you must be 14 to 20 years old, maintain a 2.0 GPA, be interested in law enforcement, have no criminal convictions, and be free from drug and alcohol use. Questions? Contact MLPD at 760-965-3700. Your Eastern Sierra Now sports update is brought to you by the one and only Copper Top Barbecue, located right there on Main Street and serving up the kind of barbecue that makes Big Pine more than just a stop on the way somewhere else. Whether you're headed to an event, coming back from the mountains, or just need a solid reason to pull over on 395, probably because you're listening to the Dodgers game, Copper Top Barbecue is always worth putting on the schedule. Now let's get into some sports. Bishop Union sophomore Wyatt Mears wrapped up an incredible track and field season this weekend at the California State Track and Field Championships held at Buchanan High School in Clovis. For athletes from Bishop, simply getting to the state meet is a challenge. Wyatt and his family and coaches traveled approximately 825 miles round trip to compete against California's best. Athletes from across the state made long journeys to Clovis, with some traveling 8 hours or more for the opportunity to compete on California's biggest high school track and field stage. The California State Track and Field Championships are widely considered one of the toughest and most prestigious state meets in the nation, with California producing some of the country's top athletes every year. Simply qualifying for the meet is a major accomplishment. This year's championships brought together nearly 9,000 athletes, coaches, officials, and support staff from across the state. Wyatt entered the boys' discus competition as one of only 27 athletes in California to qualify for the state championships. Competition began Friday with the preliminary round. The 27 throwers were divided into three flights, and each athlete received three throws. Wyatt competed in the third flight and uncorked a throw of approximately 180 feet 3 inches, placing himself among the top competitors in the field. At the end of prelims, only the top 12 throwers advanced to Saturday's finals, and Wyatt had secured his spot. Saturday brought even more pressure. The top 12 throwers returned for finals, with each athlete receiving three throws. After those three throws, only the top nine athletes would advance for the additional attempts. Wyatt fouled on his first two throws, leaving everything riding on his final attempt. With his season on the line, he stepped into the ring and delivered a clutch throw of 184 feet, advancing into the final round and keeping his hopes of a state medal alive. With three more throws remaining, Wyatt continued battling against some of the best throwers in California. Then, on his final throw of the competition, he delivered the biggest throw of his career, 187 feet 4 inches. The throw broke his own Bishop Union school record of 185 feet 10 inches and moved him into fifth place in the entire state of California, earning him a spot on the podium. For a sophomore from a small school like Bishop Union, that's a remarkable accomplishment. Wyatt's season included winning the CIF Division IV championship, qualifying through the Central Section Masters meet, advancing through state prelims, earning a place on the podium at the California State Championships, and finishing the year with a new school record. The exciting part is he's only a sophomore. Throwing 187 feet 4 inches at his age puts Wyatt among the top returning discus throwers in California next year. There is still plenty of work to be done, and success is never guaranteed. But if he continues to develop, stay healthy, and put in the work during the offseason, he has a legitimate chance to compete for a top three finish, or even challenge for a California State Championship before his high school career comes to an end. No matter what happens next, Wyatt has already put together one of the best discus seasons in Bishop Union history and represented Bishop proudly on one of the biggest stages in high school athletics. But Wyatt's season isn't over yet. Over the next 3 weeks, Wyatt will begin preparing for Nike Outdoor Nationals in Eugene, Oregon, one of the premier high school track and field competitions in the country. There, he will have the opportunity to compete against many of the nation's best discus throwers and see how he stacked up on the national stage. The experience gained from competing at both the California State Championships and Nationals will only help him continue to grow as an athlete heading into his junior year. For now, Wyatt can look back on an outstanding sophomore season, one that included an 825-mile journey to the state championships, a school record throw of 187 feet 4 inches, a fifth-place finish in California, and the opportunity to continue representing Bishop Union on the national stage. Congratulations doesn't feel like enough, but we'll give it anyway. Congratulations, Wyatt, on an unforgettable season. This past weekend, the Bishop Country Club had their annual Bishop Country Club Open. This was a two-day event at the BCC. In the men's first flight handicap scoring, Aaron Berkovats took first. Kurt Corporan took second, and Casey Dean took third. Berkovats and Corporan had to go to a one-hole playoff after their second round of golf due to a tie, and Aaron Berkovats gets the win. In the men's second flight scratch, Roman Barnes got the victory with Todd Hamby and Brett Gutierrez tying for second place. In the ladies' division, Leah Kirk took first, and Marley Williams took second. Congratulations to all the golfers for participating in the Bishop Country Club Open. And by the way, Aaron, I heard that our own Gary Young could take you anytime. So I don't know if that's a challenge, man, or what. I just thought maybe I should lay that out there for you. The Alice Piper Day celebration and book launch of Alice Piper Speaks Up will be held at the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center in Bishop tonight at 6 p.m. The event will include light dinner, honoring songs and dance for Alice Piper. Panel discussions, audience Q&A, book sale and signing, and celebration moment. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory seminar series continues tonight, 7 to 8, with their presentation on the natural history of Mono Lakes alkali fly. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. Mammoth Wednesday market starts this Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Outbound Mammoth in the Bar Sierra parking lot. Come stock up for the week on local food, support regional growers and ranchers, and help keep building a stronger local food system here in the Eastern Sierra. The farm-to-table market returns this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop Unified Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Sierra Summer Nights launches in Mammoth Lakes at Mammoth Creek Park on June 11th. The all-ages community event will feature local artisan, vendors, food trucks, blue heron, local produce, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., cornhole games, and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday Night Market will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on June 12th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local crafters, artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual pollinator mixer at the Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Tuesday, June 2nd. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thanks again to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. You can hear Eastern Sierra Now news every weekday on KIBS KBOV at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. Between broadcasts, we're always working online at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and across our social media and YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Vote if you haven't already. Take it easy around smoke and roadwork. And remember, on National Rocky Road Day, if life gives you bumps, add marshmallows and call it dessert.